New World Order. Bible and how to interpret it and apply it to our everyday life on Let's Do a Radio Wednesday Bible study with Reverend Ronnie Marshall out of Little Rock, Arkansas, with the True Worshipers Ministry. And we're, like I said, we're speaking on New World Order, taken from Revelations 21:1-7. So get your Bibles open. That's Revelations 21:1-7. I'll read the first verse. And I saw a new heaven and a new earth. That's a new world order. For the first heaven and the first earth were passed away, and there was no more sea. So y'all better get ready, as Reverend Ronnie was singing. Jesus is coming back. So read the rest of the verses, 2 through 7, and come prepared with questions as we open our Bibles, our basic instructions before leaving Earth, our laptops, our tablets, our gateways, our iPads, and et cetera, and explore the lesson for this evening. And if you like me and you like what you hear, you like Reverend Ron, you can always donate to Keep Let's Do a Radio on the air, and you can Cash App, $ANAISCVALCOUR, or through Venmo at MZ-INEZ, or through Zelle if you know myself, or my telephone number. I am your hostess, Miss Inez, CEO and fashion designer of Online Style Designs, and a number one international best-selling author in the U.S. and the U.K., broadcasting and welcoming you, the worldwide listening audience, on this Wednesday, March the 20th, 2024. You can call in to 845-241-9985. Dial those digits, 845-241-9985. That number should be already in your telephone, so all you have to do is just hit it. Just dial it for them. Let's do a radio, 845-241-9985, because you know you all like to come and hear what we have to say, what thus saith the Lord. So you dial that number, you can be on the air, you can be Skype, or you can even listen in the chat room like we had last night. We had quite a few people listen last night. What if? So we're going to have that follow-up tomorrow night. So join us tomorrow night, and you can join the chat room at www.blogtalkradio.com/Let's Do It Radio, or you can hit me up through text if you really like what's going on. So in case you miss an episode, you can always go on demand at the same website, www.blogtalkradio.com/Let's Do It Radio. Once you get there, you can scroll down to whatever episode you want to listen to, peruse, hear, replay, or even share, and press play. So every other Wednesday evening, Let's Do It Radio brings Bible study. Let's start with prayer, and then please welcome Reverend Ronnie Marshall, your Bible study teacher of the evening. And I want to thank him for doing the Bible study, and also welcome his sister, Dr. Lula, who has joined us this evening so far. And so I want to acknowledge her and let her know that she's out there listening and with us as well. So prayer is in your hands, Reverend Ronnie, and it's in your hands for Bible study. Thank you.
Amen. After this manner, therefore I pray ye, our Father, which art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done in earth as it is in heaven. And give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our debts as we forgive our debtors. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. For thine is the kingdom, power, and forever and ever. Amen and amen.
Amen.
God bless y'all on tonight. To the
extreme
host and to Dr. Lula.
Thank you.
And to all of the people of God everywhere, those that will tune in, and then those other that are the worldwide listeners. God bless you.
Yes.
And we have a word from the Lord. And
it's
such a beautiful thing for him to reveal the things that shall come to us. We're grateful for him.
Mm-hmm.
Now, if you have your Bibles, you would turn to Revelation, the 21st chapter, which is at the back of the Bible. Matter of fact, it's the last two chapters of the Bible, 21 and 22, New Testament. The book of Revelation, chapter 21, we'll begin in verse 1, and we'll go as the Lord shall lead us. That is Revelation chapter 21, and we'll start at the first verse, and then we'll go as the Lord shall lead us. And again, it's at the back of the Bible. It's the last to 65, and it's 66, 21 and 22. last two books of the Bible. And it's Revelation, the 21st chapter. We'll begin at the first verse, and then we'll go as the Lord shall lead us. Amen?
Amen.
Amen.
And it reads as, such, "And I saw a new heaven and a new earth, for the first heaven and the first earth were passed away, and there was no more sea. And I judged all the holy city, New Jerusalem, coming down from God out of heaven, prepared as a bride adorned for her husband. And I heard a great voice out of heaven saying, Behold, the tabernacle of God is with men, and he will dwell with them, and they shall be his people, and God himself shall be with them and be their God. And God shall wipe away all tears from their eyes, and there shall be no more death, neither sorrow nor crying, neither shall there be any more pain, for the former things are passed away. And he that sat upon the throne said, Behold, I make all things new. And he said unto me, Write, for these words are true and faithful. And he said unto me, It is done. I am Alpha and Omega, the beginning and the end. And I will give unto him that is athirst of the fountain of the water of life freely. He that overcometh shall inherit all things. And I will be his God, and he shall be my son. I read one more. But the fearful and unbelieving and the abominable and the murderers and the homosexuals, sorcerers and adulterators and all liars shall have their part in the lake which burneth with fire and brimstone, which is the second death." Tonight we want to study about the New World Order. For the most part, it begins in Revelation, the 13th chapter, when the Antichrist, all of the nations, 280 nations, maybe a little more, are going to give all of their authority to one order. Now, this order is not the New World Order of God, but it's the New World Order of mankind, whereas they say that they're going to make a perfect union out of a chronological sense of logic, which is not so. They're going to make a perfect law, and everybody that exists, they say, must conform to this law and order. And those that do not conform to this law and order, of course, they're going to be put under great burden. Now, for the most part, the Antichrist is the people, the magistrates that oppose God, oppose Jesus, oppose the Holy Ghost, the teachings of God. They want to be a world with an order that don't have to give homage to an invisible God, but they want to put themselves on pedestals, and they want to worship a four-footed beast adverse to the true and living God. Many of them are going to be deceived, because just like CERN over in Geneva, Switzerland, is hooking up how that the supernatural can be tapped into by the natural, which is not so. It's only current and electrical energy that will have these robots, like they got the robots, and they got the ones that are doing things now that seems that humans should be doing, but robots are doing it. But for the most part, this beast will be regulated by this same order, okay? Now, as you can see right here, disorder of the natural sense that's fading away, and it must be eliminated by the hand of Jesus for the most part. But before the new world order in which we that are true worshipers are going to experience, there's going to be a great amount of events that take place leading up to the new world order of believers and God's true worship. This order in which I'm speaking of must take place, that the vision of the Revelator which Jesus gave him must be fulfilled. So the Antichrist and the beast is going to be created by the hand of man, but they're going to regulate him like they regulate the robots. And a lot of people are going to be deceived by that. But these people that be deceived are people that never was really into God. It's going to be a lot of people that shouting, speaking in tongues now, laying hands on people. It's going to be some apostles. It's going to be some bishops. It's going to be some deacons, all the way down to lay people that are going to take that mark because of fear.
Yes.
But if you notice what I read in Revelation 21 and 8, it told you, but the fearful and the non-believing, and to all of those, the liars, they're going to have their part in the lake of fire, which burns with fire and brimstone. But now just before we get there, the beast is going to do his thing, and people are going to be forced to take the mark, and the ones that overcome and refuse the mark, some of them are going to be beheaded, some of those are going to be killed, and then some of them are just, they're going to treat awful, but God is going to secure a place for them as he have already. Now, Jesus is going to come, and he's going to collect the setting church, which is the church of the light of sins there in the third chapter of Revelation. He's going to come and he's going to collect this group of people who have been sealed by God for himself. Jesus is going to come and collect them. In the time of him coming, well, then Jesus is going to cast Lucifer, the devil, the serpent, into the bottomless pit, and he's going to be there for 1,000 years. 1,000 years when he and all of his congregation that fell with him from eternity be cast into the bottomless pit, then it's going to be peace upon the earth for 1,000 years. And after the 1,000 years would have expired, then Lucifer going to be loosed out of his prison, and he's going to come up to the earth, and he's going to spot the city that sit up on the hill that cannot be here, the sign. He's going to go and try to make war with him. But the Bible says he shall be consumed by the spirit of Jesus' mouth. And then that's when the devil, the false prophet, the dragon, they're going to all be cast into the lake of fire that burn it forever and ever. Now, right after that happens, then we're going to see the judgments of God. Going to appear, and those that remain, and the sea gonna give up all the folks and died in it. The grave gonna give up everything that's died in it. The mountains is going to flee away, and it's going to be a throne judgment. Every man is going to have to give an account of the deeds that he's done in his body, whether they were good or bad. And those that when they come to the judgment in their name is not found in the Lamb's Book of Life, also going to be cast into death, and that's the second death. But now here we have, after that, those events comes, here we have a new heaven and a new earth for the righteous, the people that go through there, the people that have that left with Jesus when he came to rapture the church, and that went to the marriage supper with him, and all of this, then they will come with him, and all of the people, the righteous on the earth, that be left is going to join with him, and Jesus is going to rule here for 1,000 years of nothing but peace, tranquility, the fruits of the Spirit will be people's practical way of life. The most venomous snake will not harm people, nor will it harm another animal, because it will be no more fiction, no more fallen beast for nature anymore for 1,000 years. And even after that, after the 1,000 years and Satan's released from his prison, then he's going to get up to make war with God, and God is going to consume him. And then we will be a people to God, and God will be our God. And then that's when the new heaven and the new earth come into existence. Now, the new heaven and earth come into existence, but we that are righteous now here upon the earth, we are learning. That's why we study the word. That's why we obey the word. That's why we walk in the spirit. And that's why we try our best, beyond our best, to follow the spirit of God, because these times are formulating. As you see upon the earth now, the Antichrist, stern, they're trying to intermingle natural with supernatural over in Geneva, Switzerland, where over in the book of Revelation, Jesus speaks about Antipas. He told Satan, he said, Satan, I know where thou dwellest, even where Satan's seat is. But then he also talked about Antipas, his faithful martyr, who was killed over in Geneva, Switzerland, and they hung his testicles up on the place where Satan sits up until this day over in Geneva, Switzerland. And that's where all of these evil inventions that have taken place that Paul talked about in Romans, the first chapter, he talked about they would be creating the inventors of evil things. So they're in Geneva, Switzerland, CERN, C-E-R-N, is a group. And all they're doing now is trying to, they're putting the robots together. They're trying to take natural means of energy and put it into a natural body that's demised to make the body live off of the energy that is controlled. Like a lot of people are going to leave God for the beast because they're going to have control, visible things happen out the norm that people are not naturally seeing in their practical lives every day. So it's going to blow a lot of people's mind. Those that don't have Jesus, those that are not really sold out to God, those that are battling, some of those that are battling within their mind, whether they want to be saved or whether they want to give in to the flesh and live the fleshly life. Well, they're going to have a problem. But it's going to be the people, the true worshipers, sold out to God, that's going to refuse the order that opposes God and opposes righteousness. Because those people that's putting together this one world order, these are anti-Christ people who say that they can live perfect structure life off of the Constitution of America, the commandments of men. They are not putting their trust in God. They have a problem with totally lining up with God. But those very people that are living like that today, when we are gone at the marriage supper of the Lamb, then they're going to be so sorrowful, saying, why didn't I really, really love God? Well, at that time, they're going to be going through the great tribulation period, so they're going to really wish that they had got with God, because now you got the wrath of God is coming. The angels are releasing the bowls of wrath upon the earth, and vicious little old scorpions and all this stuff going to be stinging mankind. The heat is going to mankind's sores are going to be upon them. This is all going to take place, and this is all going to come through their nuclear fighting. And the fighting that they're going to do is they're going to try to fight God. They're going to think that their energy, their invented energy, can send waves up as lightning come down to try to hurt God. Is there any questions, anybody?
We have a few people on the line with us. We had Dr. Debbie Taze and Reverend David Dean with us. So we want to welcome them.
Good evening.
Is there anybody want to question or comment or statement in that while we pause here?
Thank you for the word.
Well, we'll keep right on.
Mm-hmm. God,
amen. Now, disorder of the natural world, of course, is going to be down a little bit. We can see as we read in the 20th chapter and the 19th chapter, where the author of confusion, the father of lies, and the serpent, the devil, who caused all of this turmoil of the one world order and the Antichrist and all this type of thing, they're going to all be cast into the lake of fire together. And that's going to be over on that part. So now the new heaven and the new earth come, because God would have avenged his wrath upon all of the children of disobedience. He would have avenged his wrath upon the devil, all of the demons. All of that would be over and be cast into the lake of fire. There would be no more people or no more existence of beings that will oppose God anymore. Now, what happens is, John says, now I've seen a new heaven and a new earth, for the first heaven and the first earth is gone. The mountains are dead. There's no more natural what we've seen before. Now here comes a new heaven and a new earth. Now, we now that enters this new heaven and new earth, we would have already taken on the mindset of eternity before Jesus picked us up through the rapture. We that are sold out, we that are true worshipers, before Jesus' second appearing, well then, when at this point here, where Revelation 21 talks about the new heaven and the new earth, we would have already had this heavenly mind before the heaven and earth come down. That's the only way we would be able to enter in, because we would have been purged from all of the spirits that causes us to oppose righteousness or go contrary to Scripture. We would be then sold out once we have got to worship. Then we start thinking like they're thinking in heaven, like we work on now, thinking like they're thinking in heaven. Our mental train of thinking is not torn. It's not tattered. It's not torn. It's not halted between opinions, because with us, we know our God lives. We know he's Alpha. We know he's Omega. We know he's the beginning and the end. Why? We know, because he's real in our soul. So our nature changed. So our order became not the one world order of the Antichrist, but our new order for the new heaven and the new earth is the fruit of the Spirit that we would have already carried out. And it's a part of our practical life right now. So this is where it's going to be in eternity after these strain of events happen. After the beast and the seed, the nations, and after the Antichrist, and after the market and those, all of this kind of thing, when this is all gone, and Lucifer and the devil and all of them have been cast into the lake of fire, then our attributes that we were living before Jesus wraps us up, the fruit of the Spirit, like now, would then definitely be the life that we would live throughout eternity, where we would have been perfectly whole. Is there any questions? No. Okay.
Well, you know, Brother Ron, Pastor Ron, you mentioned the new heaven and the new earth. And today, while we were exalting on the radio for our recording, in Romans 8, it speaks of, and I was trying to find it, it speaks of the new heaven and the new earth in Romans 8:1. And I just, I'm like, man, look how the word comes together, because we had just spoken on, when we were talking about the anticipation of the glory of God after you have received the Spirit life, and then you're led by the Spirit, And it goes mm-hmm. on to talk about the anticipation of glory, and it is nothing but, and I'm searching, oh, here it is right here. Romans 8 and 19 says, mm-hmm. for the earnest expectation of the creature, mm-hmm. for the manifestation mm-hmm. of the sons of God.
Mm-hmm.
And then it referenced, that specific verse referenced 2 Peter 3 and 13,
mm-hmm.
unwilling for any to perish.
Yes.
And it says, nevertheless, we, according to his promise, look for new heaven and a new earth wherein dwelleth righteousness. So I just thank the Lord for the confirmation of
yes,
the word,
yes.
because we had
yes,
just
yes.
spoken about the new heavens and the new earth, and wherein dwelleth righteousness.
Mm-hmm.
Righteousness is the only thing that's going to be dwelling in this new heaven and new earth.
Yes.
According
yes.
to his promise, it says, look for new heavens and a new
and,
earth wherein dwelleth righteousness.
And here's all what it says right here. Nothing but the righteous can get in here, because here in the 8th verse of chapter 21 of Revelation, it says, but the fearful
uh-huh.
and unbelieving and the abominable and the murderers and the homunculus, sorcerers and adulterators and all liars shall have their part in the lake which burneth with fire and brimstone, which is the second death. That's why it's so important that we be steadfast, unmovable, always abiding in the work of the Lord, that our labor, that our practical way of doing things won't just
mm-hmm.
be vain, won't just be earthly, but it's going to be of effect, because only what you do for Christ is going to last anyway, and it's the only thing that's going to be counted. Now, for you to enter here in the new heavens and the new earth, you would
uh-huh.
have to already have been changed.
Mm-hmm.
I'm talking about when I say changed, you would have been taken up from the earth.
Uh-huh.
You would have been, you've been raptured. You'd have been with Jesus already. Because
mm-hmm.
when this idea happens, the great white throne judgment would be open. It would be over. Everything would have been judged according to God's judgment. So when Revelation, the third chapter, ended, when that ended, the church ended on the earth right there. Because you notice in the fourth chapter of Revelation, you see where then the church is in heaven, because everything then starts in heaven. So everything on the earth ends at Revelation, at the end of Revelation, the third chapter, church is gone. Next thing that we hear about here in Revelation, the fourth chapter, is being in heaven with God, being in the New Jerusalem. The New Jerusalem comes down through the chain of events that will happen after the wrath and after the bowls of wrath of God has been sent to the earth for the children of disobedience, those that just would not come to God, even after the plagues be spilled out on them by the different angels and the pale horse, the black horse, the red horse, and then all of the angels that shall let out the bowls of wrath of God. But then after those things have happened, and when you jump down to 13, then the beast will start to be demanding. The beast, all the nations will have gotten together and gotten in order together, where they're talking about they live in perfect law. If you don't do what you told, you immediately eliminate. Well, that would be in full process around the 13th chapter of Revelation. But the church would not be the sitting, professing church that took the Laodicean message from Jesus when he said, because you're lukewarm, I will not tolerate you. I'll spew you out of my mouth. And then he said, give us a chance to repent. He said, but now come, try me gold, try it in the fire, and let me put on your white raiment that the shame of your nakedness do not appear. And then the Lord said, then right after that, the church is out of here. Now coming, we're in heaven. Now this particular day right here, Revelation 21, a new heaven and a new earth, we would have already been in eternity with God. That's when we come back That's after the reign of the 1,000 years. That's after Lucifer had been cast into the lake of fire. So it's getting real, real, real. And this is at the time where Apostle Paul says, the end of all things are near. It has to happen. So we that are here right now, we better be polishing up our spiritual act as true worshipers. We better be doing all that we can do 24 hours a day, 7 days a week, as long as we're up on the earth until Jesus returns. And make sure that we're not lukewarm. Make sure that we're not cold and we're not hot, because God said he won't tolerate lukewarmness. He said, I spew you out of my mouth because you ain't got it together.
Mm-hmm.
So let us do like the scripture says. Let us change that our light won't be put out by God. But then we'll experience the catching up, and then we'll experience the period of being in the temple of God, resting until the blood of the brotherings be advanced. And then after that, then guess what? We are already there to come to this place. We're there in this place, but then we come to this certain place where we then are led by Jesus and God.
Mm-hmm.
So the order is, while we're here today, the order is the fruits of the Spirit. All that comes from us is the fruits of the Spirit. That's our actions.
Mm-hmm.
That's our practical way of life, even mm-hmm. in our business dealing, even in our dealings with people in general, people we know, people we don't know. All they get out of us and the practice for the rest of our life is the fruits of the Spirit and being a witness that God is real and these things must take place. You must witness to them that they must change. If they don't know God,
amen.
If they weaken mm-hmm. the faith, we got to strengthen them that their faith becomes strong, because it's going to come a day where their faith going to be tried. We might be already
amen.
Gone. We that have matured in Christ, we might already be gone. But we must pray while we are here, and we must use all
mm-hmm.
of our time preparing everybody that we come in contact and God send our way. We must prepare them for these days because they're coming. We're not going to face them if we're totally sold out. Now, if we're not totally sold out, then we're going to be left, and it's going to be trials, since men have never experienced the trials that it will be if they be left when Jesus comes for the church. Remember, the church ends in the third chapter of Revelation. It ain't no more on the earth. Everything is going on in heaven, starting in the fourth chapter of Revelation. Is there any questions?
Amen. I love it. I think, can I say something?
Sure.
I think, you know, I like calling the fruits of the Spirit, I like calling them attributes.
Amen.
Attributes. It's not what we do, it's who we are.
Who we are.
You see, when, you know, we can do things that look like love, but when we're in love, we do things. You see,
mm-hmm.
so you got the real and you got the fake,
mm-hmm.
and so attributes is like a person not change, just like God. God attributes never changing, always
mm-hmm.
love,
mm-hmm.
committed to His word.
Mm-hmm.
You know, and so when we have those attributes, we call them the fruits of the Spirit, but they're attributes. And again, the fruit part means they're inherent. They're supposed to reproduce after the
mm-hmm.
leaders and others that surround us.
Mm-hmm.
You know, so that,
mm-hmm.
that gives rise to what we call the fruit. But
mm-hmm.
and then I like the part where you was talking about the new heaven and new earth. That's always exciting to me simply because, you know, people are getting ready to exit here, but then
mm-hmm.
you talk about the new heaven is going to come down to here. Hello.
Mm-hmm.
So my question is, yeah, you see, where you going, you can't get out of this.
Mm-mm.
You see,
no.
You know, the new heaven, it said the new heaven comes down. So it's coming
mm-hmm.
to us,
mm-hmm.
you know. And
mm-hmm.
and so,
mm-hmm.
again, people are trying to get out of here instead of occupying until he comes, like he said.
Mm-hmm.
You know, they're looking for a way out.
Mm-hmm.
And, but anyway, like I was saying, man, I love I love that part. I love it all. You know, you were hitting on some real heavy points that, you know, will last. And then one thing you said that really stuck my mind was this, is that, you know, the 1,000-year reign, right?
Right.
So I heard that. But then the Holy Spirit said, well, remember, the 1,000 years is a day. And a day is there's 1,000 years. Do you hear me, Doc?
Yeah.
You hear me? They ain't going to get a thousand years as 1,000 years. A day is going to be 1,000 years.
Yeah.
And 1,000 years as a day.
That's what he said.
I mean, you know, that's just simple adding and subtracting. So if 1,000 years of the day, you be there one, and it's going to be 1,000. Hey, bro, I can't take it. It's just easy to live right.
But it's so very true, because we will be on eternity's time. So it will be a day. See, we're going to be at this particular point of the Bible, we are on eternity's time, no more earthly time, because the 12 got the revelation that had already come. The angel and put 1 foot on the sea and 1 foot on the land. He done already hollered, time be no more longer.
That's
but
right.
We're on eternity's time right about here.
Yes. I love it, man.
And we don't lose, and the earth don't lose time anyway when the beast and the Antichrist start his motion, you know, of the one world order. It's going to lose track of the regular time. It's not going to be regular time anymore anyway.
And what about those so-called Christians that's cast into outer darkness?
Woo! Man, they're gonna
be
a woo! Man.
May I interject?
Yes.
It's just ironic that we're speaking on this because I was studying in Daniel. And it talks about the kings of the north and south. And it talks about, within those kings, it talks about the Antichrist. One of them will be the Antichrist.
Yes.
And he will do all that he try to do, but he will not succeed.
Prevail. No.
He will not prevail. And that was in Daniel when he was having his different visions, and they were being interpreted to him. And it said that Daniel was speaking of the end times that will be appointed at the time when God appoints it.
So here we are.
But he spoke of it before. It said that God can speak of things before they even happen.
Yes. Alpha and Omega, the beginning and the end. Thank you for sharing that. Thank you for sharing that, Minister Deborah. Again, and thank you, Pastor Dean, for sharing. Again, we must really understand, and we must be readily ready to be in God's plan.
Mm-hmm.
We must put off all of the things that are contrary to Scripture. We must mortify the deeds of our body.
That's right. Mm-hmm. That's right, Pastor.
We must open up our hearts and our minds to the Spirit of the Lord. And we must not be battling with the devil, because he's already defeated. We are to witness of Jesus Christ, who have defeated the devil already through his death, burial, and resurrection. Whereas we were buried with him. So we have been risen with him.
That's right. And he died for us.
He died for us.
And so he got to live as us.
He got to live as us.
Amen.
So the order now that we are to be living for this new world that we're talking about of God. And that is the actions of our lives being the actions of the Spirit of God.
Amen.
The action of the Holy Spirit is our life now. Remember the scripture says, our bodies, which is the instrument of expression, we must present it holy unto God. And for this is our reasonable service, which is the right thing to do. Because we're going to have a, you're going to have a will that's so strong until it gives you total separation from the logic, from the spirit, from all of the attributes of the fallen nature of the world.
That's right. That's right. That's strong, brother. That's right.
Any questions, any comments, any statements, anyone?
Yeah. I like what you said. So if we die with Christ, if he died for us, he's gotta live for us. You know, so problem is, and it's gonna always be because we think that we're our flesh. We think that. It's just a natural thing. We think that. But see, the Bible says, let this mind be in you.
Yes.
Mm-hmm. Also in Christ Jesus. So Christ in mind and in spirit has already overcome the world. That's the word.
You see?
So you ain't got to fight the fight. You just got to know. He said when it comes to devil, we're supposed to resist the devil.
Mm-hmm.
You see? Our thing is we think of us. Our problem is we don't have that renewed mind.
Uh-huh.
We do not have a renewed mind. We have a mind.
It ain't renewed. It definitely ain't Christ. You see, because Christ being with God in the beginning, he knew when we was going to be delivered and when we was going to be saved. He knew when the enemy was going to attack and what to say, because he declared the end from the beginning. So he walked it backwards so we could walk it out. You see? And so, and because of that, I don't have to think I'm saved. I know I'm saved. Listen, they tell you to believe. The word that's higher than believing is knowing.
Mm-hmm.
Knowing is something that you don't have to believe. You just know this.
You know this.
At that level of faith, at that level in God, even in Romans, knowing this. So what we've done is because we think they're our hands, our mouth, our decisions, especially the emotional beings are going to have a problem because God operates by his word. His word is not emotion. His word is facts, you see. And so, because we depend on the mind, we're necromancing. We're dealing with dead folks. Our mind, we're supposed to be dead. You see, sin cannot follow you beyond the grave. Hello.
Amen.
As long as you stay on the cross and Christ is on the throne, Satan can't touch you. If the body is gonna go back to the dirt, then that shows how valuable it is. You see? So we think it's us going. It's not us. Mm-mm. The enemy can't touch your spirit.
Mm.
He can't, because that belongs to God, 100%. And so. Everybody, I don't know if y'all know, Ron is the assistant pastor, too, so just so y'all know. So he's pastor, too. But anyway, the whole thing is I like this message, brother. I love this message because it touches us on so many areas. Our limbs are supposed to be instruments of righteousness. That's what the word tells us. You see, I can't go off on you with my mouth if the word tells me instrument of righteousness. I can't. There's things I can't do with my body because it don't belong to me. It's just a car. It's like me letting somebody drive my car. And I trust them to drive it the right way. And if God is driving, he ain't going to drive it down sickness highway and let you stay there. Hello.
Amen.
But we get sick and hurt because of the choices that we make. You know, we said the devil made us do it when that's not true. The truth is, we're getting the consequences of our decisions. Devil can't make my decisions. Only I can.
Amen.
Mm.
Well,
you see. And so, brother,
and also,
I appreciate you. You bless me.
Thank you. Thank you. Also, if you see where Ephesians 4 and 23, it talks about what Pastor B was just speaking about, the spirit, the renewed spirit of your mind. The renewed spirit of your mind.
Yes,
so,
sir.
You know, in other words, for the new heaven and the new earth to be your eternity dwelling place with God, and you escape the pit, you escape the bottomless pit, you escape the lake of fire burning with brimstone, to escape all of these things and to be caught up, that you be at the marriage supper of the Lamb with God, with Jesus. See, when Jesus began to take his reign here on the earth, then he's going to bring the saints with him. Saints are going to come with him, and they're going to be judges of the nations. So it's a lot of events going to take place, and preventually, the people that be left really get it together, and they will, because they know with us not being present, they're going to know that they should have been real as we were trying to get them to be while we were here on the earth.
That's
but
right.
As the scriptures say, Matthew 6:10, as it is in heaven, so it is on the earth. We now are thinking like they are thinking in eternity. Far as the true worshippers I'm talking about now. I'm talking to true worshippers. The true worshippers are practicing eternity, endless lifestyle, and our actions, love, joy, peace, tolerance, meekness, kindness, long-suffering, and against such areas of love. Our actions are as when we are true worshippers and soul out and matured in the Word of God, being transformed through the blood, burial, resurrection of Jesus, then our thinking is no longer like the fallen nature or like the Antichrist, like those that oppose God, or like the fleshly nature. No, our thinking is as it is in heaven. Praise unto God. Walking in godliness, doing the work of godliness, teaching others what it is to live in this world but be not of this world by nature change, the renewed spirit of your mind, then that's when the difference of our life, that's when God is pleased with us. As he said, he created us in Revelation 4:11 for his purpose. That's when we begin to be his purpose while we're here on the earth until we're caught up to be with the mighty supper of the Lamb. He takes us to himself. Is there any more questions or comments or statements?
No, I just, this is Sister Deborah, and I just like to chime in because this Romans 8 is just it's just powerful.
Yes.
Because I was reading Romans 8:6, for it said, for to be carnally minded is death. But
yes,
to be spiritually minded is life and peace. And then
yes,
Romans 8:13 says, for if ye live after the flesh, ye shall die. But if ye through the Spirit do mortify the deeds of the body, ye shall live.
See, yes. So, tonight I hope everybody was enlightened through the word of the Lord. And I hope you see, you know, when the times change, the order change, the new world order for us, true worshipers, it started when we were converted. Our new world order changed when we accepted Christ. He became Lord of our lives, and we began to practice his perfect
yes
lifestyle here in the world of imperfection. Then our order changed. Then
yes
we've been practicing, and we'll continue to practice.
Yes.
The better you do, the better you become.
Oh, yeah.
Yes.
Holy, in holiness until you mature to that point where you're not going to do anything outside of holiness or outside of the venues of the Lord, regardless of what the flesh is, regardless of what the persuasion says. You're going to say, no, I'm holding on to God. Because you look at how good God has been to you, how good he is to you to save you from a world of sin. You're not out there strung out. You're not out there doing the things of this fallen nature. So therefore, guess what? We are happy because we know that our Redeemer lives. And not only do we know he lives, because he lives within us. We're no more self. Self is what calls people to become antichrist. Self-willed is what has caused people to set agnostic viewpoints when it comes to God. Self-willed. That's why the Bible tells us God calls us not to the will of self, nor to the will of flesh, nor to the will of men, but to the will of God. So it's now high time that we put off the night, for we are children of the day, and let's begin, and let's have a joy in our heart to do the bidding of the Lord 24 hours a day. That shouldn't be irritable for us. It should be a joy for us to be a witness 24 hours a day. It should be a joy for us to live a separated life where somebody would come and confess their faults and then accept the Lord Jesus Christ, because you were mature enough to lead them to him. So we must be about our Father's business, and that's our study for tonight. The new world order for us is the lifestyle of the Holy Ghost while we live here on the earth.
Yes.
Back into the hands of the host.
Amen. Thank you. We had a few people joining us this evening, so thankful to them and for the lesson, the New World Order. Come on now, the New World Order. And we had some conversations, and there was, you know, happy that Reverend brought this to us tonight. So you just have to spread the word, because this is out there. You know, so everybody can hear it, and, you know, but I want to say marinated, but, you know, say, for instance, somebody else in the church may want to hear about the New World Order. Well, you can always go to Episodes on Demand at www.blogtalkradio.com/Let's Do It Radio and hear it again and, you know, share it. Because a lot of times, you know, this may be the only word that you may hear sometimes. So we had a few people join us, and then we had people in the chat room as well. So I want to thank each and every one of you for joining us this evening. As we do the invitation to discipleship, I don't know if anybody wants to, if Reverend Ron wants to have anybody do the invitation to discipleship, or if he wants to do it. You know, you can call in to be prayed for if you want to, or give your life to Christ at 845-241-9985. So, Reverend Ron, if you want to do that, if you want somebody who has joined in Bible study and have them do the invitation, it's on you.
Well, I'll just go ahead and do it.
Okay.
Father, and to you that are the listeners, if your life is going down a dead-end road. If you are not in the place where you should be with God while you live here on the earth, tonight you can make a change. You can make a change.
Yes, yes.
You can literally change the course of your life right now. Doesn't matter the position you're in. It doesn't matter the condition you got going on. You can change the course of your life. You can be set free from the bondage and the yoke of the enemy tonight. You don't have to be no big name star. You don't have to have all the money in the world, and you don't have to possess gold or silver, and you don't have to be status quo. Just where you are. If you would just give up to God and fall on the altar of your heart and ask for forgiveness, call on the name of Jesus. He said if you call upon him, he'll answer you. He said he'll come in to your life and he'll make it survive with you. Make a change in that. I know you're tired, and if you're living in sin, I know the state that you're in. No happiness, no joy. You don't have no tolerance in your heart. You're not meek. So you have all of the attributes and traits of sin. But tonight you can end all of that. Be bold and end that hard for sinful life. Be bold and end it tonight. End it. Say, I'm done. I don't want to miss my opportunity to be all I can be for God. You've given the world enough time. And it's back in the same shape that you were in. Don't pull it. Don't pull the past no longer. Apostle Paul said, forgetting those things. I'm going to press toward the mark of a higher calling in Christ Jesus. Now, your decision, your choice, and if you do this, you would have already made it to the top. If you come and you accept the Lord Jesus as Lord and Savior over your life, believe that he is God. God raised him out of the dead. He's the Son of the true living God. You believe that in your heart. The Bible says you could be saved. You can change tonight. And you don't know change bring about a lot of different things. Changes that are good for you bring about a lot of beautiful things. Mm-hmm. The desires of your heart. And don't you want to be in the place where you got a shepherd that won't let you want? I mean, answer you when you, oh my God. Don't waste no more time. Make a change tonight. And if you do, you'll be glad that you did. Woo! You make that change tomorrow, you wake up, you're a different person because what? I've given it all up to follow Jesus. What did you give up?
Yeah.
Nothing but hard times and bad feelings and afflictions and, you know, a low life lifestyle. And, you know, you just gave up, really, you just gave up nothing but a yoke of burden. So let tonight be the night that your burdens fly away. You know, the song they sing yourself at the cross where I first saw the light and the burdens in my heart rolled away.
Uh-huh.
Come to Jesus and let your burdens roll away and get busy doing his will. Don't let it be said too late for you. Don't stay out there roaming in sin. So come on in. Come on in so you can be a part of the new heaven and the new earth. Thank you. There's room. There's room. There's room. Millions have come, me and others, but it's still room for you. It's still room. So just come on in, whether you do it now or 15 minutes later or after tonight. Or, but make sure you get this business taken care of with you and Jesus.
Amen.
You don't have a, you know, it's not a big responsibility you got to do. So you might as well go and get it taken care of. Amen.
Amen.
Welcome if you made the decision into the family of Christ. Amen.
Amen. Amen. And if you want to be contacted by Reverend Ronnie Marshall, you can always email me at letsdoitradio@gmail.com. And I'll be more than happy to get you in contact with Reverend Ronnie Marshall. So thank you, thank you, thank you. Does anybody have any announcements besides myself? And if you do, go ahead. The mic, your mic is open. So anybody have any announcements?
You got any announcements?
No. Reverend Ron, you have announcements?
Yes, I have a an announcement. You all hear Pastor David Bean speaking tonight. He's going to be our next fourth Sunday speaker at the Lord's Will on this platform right here, Let's Do It Radio. He's going to minister to us, and we want you to be attentive and hear what the Lord will say through him. Amen. I pastor True Worshipers on air ministry, but they're at the New Experience Ministry, where I minister music, also assist Pastor David Bean there at the Experience Ministry. And he'll tell us more about that on the fourth Sunday when he ministered for us on this platform. So that's my announcement. And every Thursday night, every Thursday night, Victory Radio, 100.9 FM, locally in the city of Little Rock, Arkansas, and surrounding areas. Victory Radio, you can get it by a website as well, Victory Radio FM. And in local city, 100.9 FM, 1530 AM, 95.3 FM. And then there's a simple radio app that you can pull down as well. Dr. Lula, Minister Deborah will be ministering this Thursday night coming up, and the following Thursday night we'll be back on the set. But the fourth Sunday, the Lord's will, Pastor Bean will be ministering on this platform for, in the stead of myself, the word of the Lord. Amen.
Amen.
Amen. Amen. Thank you, thank you, thank you, Reverend Ron, for those announcements.
Yes.
And my announcements are, I'd like to wish everybody a happy birthday, whose birthday is today or yesterday or coming up, or if you have an anniversary, congratulations, as well on any promotions that you may have coming up or have passed. And so I want to congratulate everyone on those anniversaries and birthdays and congratulatories. And as tomorrow night, we'll be back on, Ms. Inez says, let's talk about it. We'll talk about What If Part 2. And then Friday, for Women's History, a gentleman contacted me. And so, ladies, let me get my life straight. Hold on. Gabriel's daughter, The Life and Legacy of Clara Brown, the lady who is an opera singer, a mezzo opera singer, she's going to be on the radio on Friday. I usually don't have Friday shows, but I'm having a Friday show because they are having the show on this Saturday, and there will be a link and so on and so forth to listen in, contact, watch, do what have you. So if you could join us on Friday for Gabriel's Daughter, The Life and Legacy of Clara Brown, and that is the singer is what's her name? Hold on. Like I said, I was just talking to the gentleman today, but her name is, let's say, Laura. One moment, please. Thank you for holding. So, as Lori Brown Mirabelle and Sharon Shepherd Levine. She's the one who directed the show. But Lori Brown Mirabelle, she's a mezzo opera singer, so she's going to be on the show this Friday, as well as Sharon Shepherd Levine. And we're going to be talking about Gabriel's Daughter, The Life and Legacy of Clara Brown. And it delves deep into the heart of Clara's journey, looking for her daughter who was sold away from her at auction. So if you would, if you could, that's going to be on the show on Friday, and then their actual show will be on Saturday at 1 p.m. Eastern time, I believe. So let's see. So the documentary reflects the life and legacy of the freed slave Clara Brown as depicted in the opera, and which is going to be performed and sold out audiences at the historic Central City Opera House. So that's where it's going to be. And so I'm just excited because I've never had an opera singer on the show. So therefore, we will be having her on this Friday. So it's just for women's history. So don't be laughing at me, Reverend. Don't be laughing at me.
Well, you talk like a Frenchman.
Excuse me, sir.
Yeah.
But,
trying to do a lot like a Frenchman.
I do want to thank each and every one of you all for joining us on this Bible study lesson this evening, the New World Order, taken from Revelations 21:1-7, and we keep having people joining us. So, hey, Reverend, next time we may have to go a little bit longer because we still got people joining us in the background. So they must have heard about the New World Order. You know, the heaven and the earth are going to pass away. We're going to have a new one. So that's what Reverend Ron spoke on this evening's Bible study. And as he was saying, on the 24th Sunday, the fourth Sunday, do I call him Dr. Reverend David Bean or Reverend David Bean or Dr. Bean?
Let me just say this thing about Pastor Bean. Pastor Bean also is a Hall of Famer as well, as you see Dwayne Wade Hall of Famer. Pastor Bean is a Hall of Famer as well. His Hall of Fame came through track and field. And I'll let him talk a little bit about that, you know, and he'll tell you even more Sunday evening. But Pastor B, kind of talk a little bit about that.
Okay. Oh, God, y'all got me grinning over here. But you know what? I think so what we're going to do, I'll tell you a little bit about it, because me and co-pastor Ron, we do a lot of talking. We do a lot of fellowshipping. And because of his wisdom and his commitment, you know, I felt that, you know, we've got the same makeup. We're kindred. We feel about God like we feel about God. And
Amen.
So the
Amen.
Problem the problem with people is we think we have a choice when you don't. See, seeing to a lot of people, like, you know, people tell me, say, hey, you know, do you believe in cheating? No. Why? I got a great wife. You see? So guess what? Cheating means nothing to me. It don't even, do you know, I don't even see it. You see what I'm talking about?
Sure.
God gave me more than I needed, so I don't need no more. You know, I'm not gonna be like these other folks who play these games. You know, God gave me the desires of my heart. You see, I'm still amazed. You know, because I didn't do nothing to deserve a wife like I've got. I've done nothing. He gave me everything I wanted and then some. You see, and I'm like, okay, God, what's going on with you? You know, is this a setup? But either way, I think the problem is we have got to be prepared for when he come back, because a lot of people who think they're going is not going to go. And a lot of times it's because people aren't being taught Bible. They're being taught somebody's opinion. God didn't ask me for my opinion. He gave it to me.
Yes.
He gave it to me. And so, again, we want to play the games. And I will say this, and me and Brother Ron, we talked about this, and that is, the Bible tells us that a man does not take care of his household is what? Less than
an
infidel, which is a non-believer. There's no place in heaven for a non-believer. I don't care if you're in the deacon corner, the pool pit, the back door. It does not matter. And so, you know, my thing is to tell men to be men and women to be women, because in God we're equal. Hello, we're equal.
It's in God, yes.
And so a lot of time we allow words to divide us. You see? And that's not God. God brings everybody into the fold. You know? And so I just want to have that mind of Christ, you know, And so what else we're doing is we're helping people with credit issues. We're helping them get their credit together. It's free. Mm-hmm. All they got to do is keep the money. It's free. Why? Mm-hmm. Because if you got bad credit, how can God trust you?
That's right.
If you cannot manage your own business, how do you think God's going to let you manage his?
Mm. Come on, say that one more
again. We can play. Huh?
I said, say that one more again.
Yeah, if you can't manage your own business, why would God let you manage his? If you cannot manage a dime out of every dollar, why would he give you millions?
My Lord.
Out.
See, we play the game. But see, it's only because, and the reason is because we're necromancers. We're sleeping with the old man.
Mm.
Well, I got ways. You got ways? What do you mean you got ways? I thought you had God.
Mm.
Oh, I know how to get it out. If you say anything other than God, then you're necromancer. You're going back to your old ways. That's a sign that you haven't been saved. You see? Or we call it backslide. You can call it what you want. I can say you're not sold out to the Lord. And so, but a lot of preachers are afraid to tell people that simply because they're afraid to lose members and tithers. But what they've got is a lot of people's giving, and the people's broke. How come you can't keep the people to have the wealth so that God can bless the people and those people can bless the church, the community? Hello. You see, we got this poor mindset. And I don't want to say that no pastor's got this super big house, and he gonna tell me to pray. I'm gonna tell him something. You see, I'm gonna tell him something, Reverend Ron. I'm gonna tell him something. I'm gonna just tell you. You see, if I gotta pray the next time you got a bill due, you need to pray too. You see, I can pay my money on my bills. I ain't got to give it to you to pay yours. Ain't got to let your wife drive a new car and my wife driving trash. Ain't got to eat your family's steak and my wife's eating bologna. And then tell me that's being humble. That's being right. No, it's not being right. It's being foolish. So I am so tired of people being hoodwinked and the flock being fleeced by these so-said pulpit pimps. And people are hurting out here. Oh. They need Jesus like they've never needed him before.
Certainly.
Pulpit pimps.
Huh. Or pulpit puppets. You know, take your choice of words. I don't care. You know. But, you know, again, you shouldn't have a poor congregation. Now, I understand the poor going to be with us always. You don't have mothers in the church getting $800 a month and you have them commit to $100 every month outside of their tithe. Man, you better sit down. You see?
Don't hurt
and
nobody.
We've left God and gravitated to the money. You see, they don't teach people what they need to hear. They teach them what they want them to hear. And that's what's going to benefit them. You see? So I'm tired of these folks playing these old games with people. And God love everybody. God love the folks. And he put us here as caretakers, and we're acting like undertakers.
Out.
See?
Out.
Instead of giving them life, we're introducing them a prelude to death. You see? I am so filled up with the foolishness. You know, these so-called wannabes. You know, Ron, you know, we don't have membership. Look here, they're nothings. They're nothing. They're nothing. They're nothing. God don't approve of them, and I don't either. You see, it's real easy. You know, people ought to be thriving. You know, we fell off when we succumbed to the government, and I don't mean that in a bad way. I'm saying the church used to be where people go to get fed and to get help and to get prayed for. And if they had a disease or something, they used to go to the church. Now the church is the last place they go. And then most of these pulpit pimps, rather than casting out demons, they're casting out people and trying to save the demons. Yes, ma'am. Yes, ma'am.
Don't hurt nobody.
Yes, ma'am.
Say what now?
You know what?
Don't hurt nobody.
I tell you what. I'm gonna take that into consideration. You know, if you're gonna go to heaven with one eye than hell with two. So, they may lose some limbs here or there, but they're going to be good. They're gonna see Jesus. But yes, I'm tired of these wannabes and always got something new when y'all, I'm sorry, y'all forgive me, I'm gonna be quiet. Jesus, help us all.
Hey, listen to this. Hey, Pastor Pete said they running the people out and keeping the demons.
Yeah.
My Lord. Well,
casting out peoples and converting demons. That's what they're trying to do.
Look at that. So, Pastor's going to be with us. He's going to minister for us Sunday evening, the fourth Sunday.
I thought he was doing it tonight, the way he was going.
I apologize.
For the Lord. Why you going to apologize for the Lord?
Y'all got to get a whole sermon of this.
Hello.
Hey, co-pastor, we get it every Sunday, don't we?
Yeah, every Sunday. Yes, Lord. Mm-hmm. Amen. So we're going to look forward.
Yeah.
We're going to look forward.
But we got young people's coming. Don't we have young people's coming?
We got young people coming.
Young people coming.
Yeah, and they're listening,
Yes.
So we're gonna get ready to govern ourselves on Sunday evenings at 8 o'clock. You're going to be with us and share the word of the Lord. Guaranteed you're going to be blessed because God uses you to share the word. And so I thank God for all of you all tonight and pray for everybody that they be healed. But he said, I sent my word to heal you. So through the word of the Lord, we claim healing for those that are healing in their bodies and for those that have the many different ailments. We pray that the word has brought life and brought energy to your body, and unblock arteries and all of this kind of thing and things that are causing discrepancies with the saint's body being like it should be. We're pleading the blood and we're touching and agreeing. And the Bible says, whatsoever we ask and believe and don't doubt, it shall be given unto us where two or three are together. So our faith is joining the faith of everybody that has an ailment tonight. Our faith is joining your faith, and we're believing God for your healing tonight, and then that you have joy in the morning and over on into tonight. We don't want to skip now because the pain is going on now. We want deliverance now because he said that he would hear us when we call out to him. So tonight we call out to I Am in a good way, that he might hear and have mercy upon those that need his hand touch of healing tonight, everywhere, and whatever it is tonight, because we all touch and agree tonight, whatever it is, you are healed of it tonight, and you're going to get your deliverance in the area that you need deliverance in, and you're going to be blessed in the area that you need a blessing in tonight, and then things are going to work out for you. Because the righteous, the Bible said, the prayers of the righteous avail it much. And tonight we're sending out, we're releasing healings, we're releasing the bounds, the chains of darkness that Lucifer has inflicted upon people. We loosen those tonight in the name of Jesus and by the saving blood of our risen Lord and Savior Jesus Christ. Now, as being knitted together by the wisdom of the blood and by the power of the word of God, all things be given unto you as he has already done. He's already done it. So it's done for you, whatever you need. If you catch hold tonight on what is being said, because the Bible said the angel did tell Elizabeth, he said, and there shall be clear performance of the things that were spoken unto you of the Lord.
Amen.
There shall be a performance spoken unto you all that have heard of the things of the Lord. Your participation, your kindness, and your doing, and your being steadfast and unfruitful, then shall ye abide in me, and my words abide in you, and whatsoever ye shall ask, it shall be done unto you tonight. So we're looking for testimony of change that came through our prayers, came through our petitioning God. We are looking for testimony
of what was said, that a performance did happen through the mighty workings of God's Spirit.
Yes,
God bless you all.
Thank you. Again, I want to give a shout-out to our worldwide listening audience for joining in and listening and participating on a regular. So thank you for always being with me in the background and the foreground and around the ground and underground and wherever else you may be. So if you have a topic you'd like to discuss, send me an email, and we could be discussing your topic, just like the gentleman called me today. They want to have the lady on for Friday. So I will make a way if I can make a way. So go ahead and send me an email at letsdoitradio@gmail.com, or if you know my telephone number, holla, or you know, just follow us also on blogtalkradio.com/letsdoitradio. And hey, you may be the co-host on one of the shows, so you know, don't be shy. Come on, give it a try, as they say. You don't have to, you know, keep it on your chest. Get it off, because a lot of times people have that weight on their chest, and this may be one of the only places that they can get it off, you know. So, you know, come on and join us on Tuesdays and Thursdays for Miss Inez Says Let's Talk About It, which you can ask Reverend Ron. We'd be talking, too. We'd be talking, discussing, fussing, and some of everything else. So we'd be out there. We'd be out there. So we could be discussing your topic. Excuse me?
Sister Inez, also, if you don't mind, I'd like for you to circulate that. We do have confession. They can call if they just want to confess to get some things off of their hearts that they don't want to talk to nobody that know, and that they, but they want to talk to somebody that loves God. We do have confessions. You can call my number, or you could text me. I'd rather that you call me, because it's a little more personal. And you could confess, and we'll pray for you and ask for forgiveness for you. We do have confession. So you don't have to hold things within you that you need to tell somebody. Call. We do have confession for you. God bless you.
Okay.
And, again, we love you all. Thank you for that, Ms. Adams.
And you're welcome. And if you want to get Reverend's number, you can, like I said, email me at letsdoitradio@gmail.com, and I will forward the information to him, and he will either reach out to you, or I will give you his number where you can have confession with him if necessary. So thank you, Reverend Ron, for that. And, you know, I'm always out here, so, you know, I'm always managing the line, so, you know, whenever you send me something, I'll look and see and check my email so that we can get back to you ASAP Amundo. So thank you. You know who I'm. I've been your hostess for the evening, Miss Inez, CEO and fashion designer of On Ice Velcro Designs. You can find me on Facebook and Instagram under the same name, AnaiseValcour. And the thought of the week is, when you allow change to happen, you allow life to happen. Let me say that one more again. When you allow change to happen, you allow life to happen. So it's back in your hands, Reverend Ron, for benediction and prayer, and we'll be closing out. Thank you.
After this manner, therefore I pray ye, our Father, which art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done in earth as it is in heaven. And give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our debts as we forgive our debtors. Lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. Thine is the kingdom, power, and the glory forever and ever. And everyone said amen.
Amen, amen. Again, don't forget to join us on Sunday evening, 8 Central, 9 p.m. Eastern, so that we can hear what thus saith the Lord through Pastor David Bean. So thank you. And we are out. Jesus is going to make it better. So you hear this song and listen.
I'd like to talk
Reverend
to you
Ron.
For a moment. And here's what I got to say.
no more. Jesus, you're gonna console the soul. And if your nights been long and cold, don't you worry no more. Jesus, you're gonna console the soul. And whenever you're going through, when now Jesus can make it better, make it better now for yourself and better for you. If you've been down in the barrel of despair, don't you worry no more, Jesus, he really cares. And now if you've been down in the barrel of despair, don't you worry no more, Jesus, he really cares. And whenever you've been going through, when now Jesus don't make it better, make it better now for you. Stay in school, stay in Sunday school, and you'll learn. You'll learn the golden rules. Make it better if you're living in poverty. He said, two that are poor. Say you're rich and you're not poor no more. Ooh, if you're living now beneath your privileges and sad too. Ooh, Jesus, he'll come into your life and make it all.
Again, thank you for joining us on this Wednesday evening. Love each other, love on each other, and pick up the phone and actually call somebody and talk to them. Text is nice, but to hear somebody's voice is even nicer. So as we leave this evening, love each other, love on each other, call a friend, make sure you give them a hand. Amen.